Good morning and welcome to day 23 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott and we continue this series on God's story, our story. And today we've moved ahead in the story to Jesus welcoming the children to him, the disciples trying to keep them away. And Jesus says, "No, let the children come to me, for it is to such as these that belongs the kingdom of God." And we talked on Saturday about God calling us God's own, that when at the Transfiguration and even at the baptism of Jesus, God referred to Jesus as God's Son and said at the Transfiguration, "Believe in him." And in both instances, he is well pleased with his Son. And now we're encouraged to bring children to God and or to Jesus and to God in the acknowledgement that it's those who are childlike, who understand that we are children of God, for whom the kingdom of God has been given, and it's the kingdom of God is most easily entered as we become childlike. I'm sitting here on the slide here in the preschool playground, hoping. Sitting on the swing on Saturday had its own challenges and risks, and I'm not sure if I can move again. Do you remember being born? I feel like it being in this tight space is something like that. Anyway, on to the text. I think the challenge for us to be childlike, as the reflection talked about, is children ask questions. They ask out of curiosity. They ask trusting and believing in the answers that they receive, and I think that's part of the posture that that we should approach God with, to come with this curiosity, this desire to know and to be known by God. And I think one of the ways we can do that is continuing to engage in the scriptures, continuing to listen to these videos, continuing to gather and worship, being a part of the community, a part of the kingdom of God. And one of the other ways is being open. I think of how open the children are who attend the preschool here. They're open to learning things. They're open to adopting new habits. Here at the preschool, they pray not only before every meal, lunch, they pray before every snack. They're being taught the importance of giving God thanks every time they eat together in community. Habits that most of us try to adopt, and when we do it later in life, we forget, we do all these things, but as kids, they so easily adopt these things and accept them as the right thing to do, even if they don't fully understand why they're doing them. And then we, as adults, then have all these reasons and rules and say children shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that because they don't fully understand, when in reality, maybe they understand better than we do because they just accept it for what it is, as opposed to looking for all the proofs and all the reasons and not arguing and pushing back. I told Andrea I wasn't going to try and slide down the slide, but I'm feeling a little frisky on this Monday morning, so let's be a little childlike together, see how this goes. Pray for me on the way down. I survived the slide, imagine that. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me, and I hope your week is off to a great start, and I look forward to seeing you tomorrow for day 24 of our daily Lenten video series. Take care.